Okay, let's do the sugya of Bitul Barayv, which comes in over here in the Gemara, and it's some important concepts that we definitely have to know these concepts. So the Gemara discusses back to the Gemara again. Tanya de Mesayei Aloch. You have the Gemara 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. Basically, whether Takfa Koyein which means, if there's a suffix, if you grab it, do we take it back from him or do we not take it back from him? So the Gemara says, Tanya de Mesayei Aloch, we have a brisa that shows, like you, that Takfa Koyein, ain Maitzin Eishim Yadoi. Because it says, Takfa Koyein Maitzin Eishim Yadoi, that says that if the Koyein grabs it, then we take it back from him from the following case. Hasfekos nechnasin l'dil is asel, that if you have the sfekos, which you have the doubtful, sofek pidyon petach hamor. Remember that you redeem or seh a sheep as a sofek on a bechor. Now, even though it's only a sofek, hasfekos nechnasin l'dil is asel, you still can use them yourself for your own, even though they're technically petach hamor. But you can also use them to redeem, to pater your own meiser as well. If you tell me the Kohen grabs it, then it belongs to him. So then it turns out that if you say that the Kohen grabs it, it belongs to him. So then, in effect, the Kohen has some rights to it. So if the Kohen has some rights to it, how can you use it for your own meiser? If that's the reason, then don't bring a raya. In other words, over here we're talking about a case where there's exactly 10. In other words, you have 9 sheep, and this 10th one, which is the suffix pigeon petach hamor. So memonoshach, you can use it as meiser. If that's potter for meiser, or if that's chayv for meiser, because it's only a suffix pigeon petach hamor, so then together with this one, it's 10, you take off meiser correctly so. But if on the other hand, this is potter for meiser, because it's really a petach hamor, so then you anyway potter, because there are only 9. So you added one extra one, it's not a big deal. You took off meiser for no reason, but you didn't potter yourself the memonish al kohen. At the end of the day, that's not a correct way to push it off and to say that you can do meiser mimonavshach. In other words, you cannot say that mimonavshach you can do meiser. Why? The sveika lav vaisuriyu. That's what I want to focus on. In something which is a suffix meiser, you cannot take off meiser even the chumru. Something which is a suffix, you cannot take off meiser. So therefore, you cannot say that this is a scenario talking about with only 9 plus 1, which is 10. And therefore, mimonavshach, you can take meiser mi suffix. If it's a suffix, then you cannot take off meiser. How do I know that? This is what we have to know. Did nam, because the Mishnah says, kofatz echod minam nuyin lesoichon kulon peturin. Which means, you started counting your animals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right? And then one of the ones that were counted already jumped back in to the corral. So now, they were potter already, because they were counted already once. Now, you want to put it back inside the corral. What are you supposed to do? You don't know which one it is. Now that you don't know which one it is, what are you going to do? Which one are you going to count mice? Are you going to count the 8, 7, 8, 9, 10? No, because maybe the one that you counted 7 is one that was counted already beforehand. So you have to count 11 as being the 11th one. So the Gemara says, Kofetz echad min amnuin l'seichon, if one of the counted ones jumped in, Kulan Petulin. Everything is potter. The ones on the outside that were counted already, you don't have to you take Meister off because they were counted already. And the ones that were jumped, that only jumped in one, everything in the corral is also potter for Meister. Why, says Rashi, Kofetz Echad Min Amnuyin, right before it becomes very wide. Kofetz Echad Min Amnuyin, Hayamase Teloyim. You started counting off sheep. Vihischa Limnois. You started counting as they're going to the outside, to the exit, to where the exit of the corral is. You count one by one, until you hit number 10. Kofetz echad min amnuim l'seich adir. Vein makiroi. One of the ten jumped in. You didn't recognize which one it is. Kulon petuvim. Everything is potter. Bein oisim sheyatsu. Not just the ones that were counted already, they're potter. Bein oisim shebeseich adir. Even the ones in the corral is potter from oisim. Va'afilu ein helif. Sheyatsu. Even if 1,000 went out, Turin. No. Vafilo ein elef. And even if 1,000 left inside, they were not counted yet. They're all potter. Why? Says Rashi. Sheyotsu p'turim. Those that went out already were counted already. They're potter. Shehem minyan horoyu. Because they were counted for the purpose of Meiser. Kishem minyan monon. Because when you counted them, hayam minyan roi lahashlim. They were a number that was able to be filled up and become 10. Below v'lechlal Meiser. And those that were left inside the corral, that the other one jumped in, pturim, the potter. Mishum zeham ulov. Because the one that got mixed in, we don't know which one it is. The chola sheyavar tachas ha-shovot omar rachmona v'loy shov akvar. In other words, it says that chola sheyavar tachas ha-shovot, if it goes for the first time underneath the stick, it's counted. But something which is counted already, it's potter from Meiser. So therefore, v'chol chad minayu, every one of them that are left inside, sofei kvar avahu. Maybe it was counted already, he went through it already, and therefore it's potter from Meiser. So the Gemara says, Ditnan, back to the Gemara, kofas echad minam nuin l'seichon. If one of the ones that were counted jumps back inside, kulon peturin, the old potter, v'i salka daitach, and if you say, svei kaboy asuri, that if it's a sofik, you can make Meiser, la'asim amonavshach. Then make Meiser Memonavshach. Iba chiyuvahi shapir. Vi blaba chiyuva nifta b'minyan aroi. In other words, what do you care to take off Meiser no matter what? Look at Rashi. Vi sagdash svei kedika lemeima Memonavshach. Boi lasure. Then take off Meiser. Shema yase katero kemitzvah. Then maybe do it right. Nasrinu lahanach b'sechadim Memonavshach. Kol yud sheyotin. Every ten to go out. In other words, what do you tell me, the old potter? Because maybe what? Because maybe that one is part of it, right? What do you mean? But if it's not, do it just in case. Take off Meiser every tenth one, just in case. What are you saying? That maybe you hit the wrong one, so you have nothing to lose. You might as well make the tenth one Meiser. Now the Gemara, I think, discusses, asks a question that makes you really make the tenth and the eleventh one Meiser. Because maybe that one was one of the ten counted. But at least the Gemara over here asks the question that, Memonavshach, if you tell me that you can take off Meiser as a suffix, so why do we say if one of them jumps in, that everything inside the corral is all going to be potter, because it's a suffix Meiser, take off Meiser, just in case. Not all 1,000 is a suffix Meiser. So take off every 10, and if you hit the right one, you hit the right one. If you didn't hit the right, if none of them is included, at least from 990 are not included, at least you took off the right Meiser, Memonoshech. It doesn't hurt to do it. If you say the old potter, why the old potter? At least count 10, every 10 counted off as Meiser.
Not the same case.
Why?
Because in the other case that we're talking about 9 and 10, you're talking about becoming Bechla Meiser at all. At 9, it's not Meiser, and then at 10, it's 100% Meiser, because it's 100% yours. So, but over here, every single one's a suffix. It's a blind suffix if it's a Meiser. Or
I know, but you can hit 10 or 11, you can hit Meiser no matter what.
Yeah, but it's not an absolute case of where it'll be yours or not. In the case of 9 and 10...
In which case?
In the case of 9 and 10, there's no suffix at all.
In the previous case?
Yes.
No right, suffix. And over here, each one is a suffix.
Yeah.
I said, I think Gemara is going to ask that the 10th and the 11th should be Meiser. But, okay, whatever it is, what the issue over here is, at the end of the day, the Gemara says that we learn from a pasuk that Asiri Vadai Om Rachmon Avla Asiri Suffix, which means a suffix Meiser is not good enough. And therefore, at the end of the day, the Gemara says, if one of them jumps in, then all 1,000 which are left in the corral are all potter. Each one is a suffik. So since Meiser is Asiri Vadai and not Asiri suffik, so if you have one jumping in, which makes everyone a potential suffik, so the whole thing is potter, because Asiri Vadai v'lo Asiri suffik.
Why can't I take 11?
10 and 11. The Gemara didn't ask that question.
Take 11.
Take 10 and 11.
I'm saying take 11.
And take and count the 10th and 11. But maybe that's the next one already. So take every 10th and 11th. Right? I think the Gemara is going to end up saying the reason why you don't say every 10th and 11th, because the Gemara is going to ask that question. In other words, count.
Take 10th and 11th, only one of them is a suffix.
Yeah, but every time you take 10th and 11th, because maybe it's in the first 10, and then the second 11 is already exactly. So every time you take 10 and 11th, that's Gemara's question. Later on, the Gemara is going to say, because Asiri Vadai Vulay Asiri suffix, which means, in order for something to be Meiser, it has to be a Vadai 10th. And if you don't have a Vadai 10th, then you're not going to.
Is that a different process than Rashi's quote of Ashayavatakasavi?
Yeah, no, Ashayavatakasavi means that. Ashayavatakasavi means it's Potter.
Right.
So now the Gemara says, well, why don't you do Mamonoshuch? Do both. So the Gemara is going to say later on that Asiri Vadai Vulay Asiri Suffik. The bottom line is that that's clear. That if you have a Suffik going in, it makes everything Potter. That's clear. The Gemara says, try to find a way. Well, let's make 10 and 11. The Gemara says, no, that's a Asiri Vadai Vulay Asiri Suffik. Whatever it is, the bottom line is, a Suffik is no good. And therefore, if a Suffik jumps in, every Meiser is going to be a Suffik. And therefore, we say, everything is Potter. That's what the Gemara says, and that's clear. Questions?
Seems like it's getting overly complicated.
Why is it overcomplicated?
Because, why don't you just remove one?
What do you mean? Maybe which one are you removing? Maybe you're removing the one that's that was not counted yet. So the Gemara says, very simple, at the end of the day, there's one, this is clear. All we have to know for this year is like this. This is clear, that which one which is already Ovar Tachas HaShovet is Potter for Meiser, right? Kol Asher Yavor V'Loisha Ovar Kvar. So something that went through already is Potter for Meiser. Now, if that one that's Potter for Meiser jumps back in, then every animal that you're counting
could be that one,
and therefore you don't have a Meiser Vadai, but you have a Meiser Suffik. Hence, the Gemara says, everything is Potter, because Meiser Vadai v'loi Meiser Suffik. That's in a nutshell what the Gemara says. Tosis has a question, a whole new question. Tosis' question is, hey, wait a second, what are you worried about? That one of them, which is of Akvar, jumps back inside? As Tosis the question, Tema dilevatol b'roivo, v'lechai v'kula b'maisa. Batol b'roiv. So you're right. Asir Vadai says, oh, that's good. At the end, the problem is that there's one that's Asher Ova Kvar, and not Yavor, not going to go through, it was through already. But that one is Batol. So once that's Batol, then everything should be okay. What's Halach of Bittol? If I have two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of non-kosher meat, Halach is, each one is good.
Same
thing. Isur, Maisa.
Should be even worse.
So for sure, today's question is, and even more that, here we want to be Machmir, and because of Batol, we want to say, give off Maisa.
Because it didn't start off Basar.
So what, therefore what?
Therefore, in other words, you have a trick, let's say, or whatever it might be, and it falls into a pot. So then, so okay.
It's even better. It's even better. Taisa can say it's even better. Look at Taisa. Kofas Kulam Peturin, Temo. Taisa asks a question. The Levatel Beruba, Velechai Bekulam Bemaisa. Should be bottle beroiv and every shechayv a meiser. Why? The dava shebeminyan loy bottle hayim midrabonim. Yeah, there's a concept. The dava shebeminyan is not bottle. Something which you count is chashuv. That's not bottle. Says Tosfos, well, that's only the rabbonim. And here you want to say the raisa you put for meiser. So that doesn't come into play over here. So that's not a reason why it should not be bottle. Then you want to say v'kavu nami in shayich elu b'dava sheisa v'heta nikoin v'yidua v'lo yoz amazing lokach in teschanuyos. Which means there's a concept that we only say roiv, bittel b'roiv, if it's called a porish, meruba porish. But something which is kavua, you know, different kavua and porish, you remove something, then you follow the roiv. For example, I find a piece of meat on the street, it came from 9 kosher stores in the street, and 1 trefa store, so we say, you found on the street, called the porish. Then wherever you call the porish, if you remove something, you removed it, probability-wise, you probably took it from the 9 kosher stores. However, if it's kol kavua, which means if you the suffix was created in the place of the suffix, which means I went into a store, I'm not sure which store I went into, it's called kol kavua. It's set. It's not polished, it's not removed. Then kemechta al mechta dami. Then we say everything is 50-50. That's a classic concept in Roy. So Taisa asks over here, what do you mean? The animal's kavua, it's not polished. So they all ask the question, what do you mean? Polish kavua is if something is removed, but not if it's batel b'roiv. Batel b'roiv means if I have 10 pieces and one is straight, we say it's all good. Each one is good. So who cares if it's kavua? There's nothing to do with that. So they say the answer is, Shimon Shkop says, because kavua makes something 50-50. So therefore it doesn't become a roiv. It doesn't become batel b'roiv. Because kavua, if something is here, it didn't move around, and it's back in the pen, and it's the animal is kavua, it's where it is. It's not that I'm judging on one animal. I'm looking at the whole pen, and that animal is there,
we know
there's one definitely over there. It's not that we find an animal and say, which one is it? But the animal is definitely in its place, in the suffix, so then it's considered kavua kemechza al mechzadomi, and if it's kavua kemechza mechzadomi, there is no right. It's 50-50. So that's how you should want to say maybe the reason why it's not bottle the kavua name in shayecha but obviously it's a vetni korim we do them they make no kach in tech news. So that says kavua doesn't apply to him because that's only if I know which one is forbidden, which one is permitted. For example, the 9 kosher stores, the 9 trefa stores, and 1 kosher store, and I'm not sure which one I went into. Then you say kavua. Mashenkin over here, where the whole thing is a suffix, we don't know which one is which, so it doesn't have to apply kavua, and you say bottle b'raif. Then they says another question. In other words, the reason why it's not a barrier, which means something which is a creature, is never batel. So Tegmar says because, like you want to say, Yossi, because over here, at the beginning of its creation, it wasn't an isser. So there's no barrier, it's only a problem. If at the beginning of creation it's an isser, here it only happened afterwards, so therefore it is batel. So Taisa says, maybe say that there's only one left in the corral, and therefore there's no right. Taisa says, no. Kofas l'toichon, it jumped into them. So obviously there's more than one. So Taisa doesn't answer the question. Taisa starts with a question, and the question Taisa ends it with is, wait a second. At the end of the day, there's one animal that's a problem. Say it's batel b'roiv, and they're all mechuyev b'meiser, and take off meiser. Isn't that the halacha? If you have one tray for peace, correct? That mixed in with 5 kosher pieces. And you come to me and say, could I eat this piece? What did I tell you? Yes, you can eat the piece. So you have 1,000 kosher animals that were not meiser. And one animal is kolash yovar v'loish yovar kvar. So I'll say, no problem, you can count each one. As if it's no meiser was done, because it's bottle. That's his question, doesn't give an answer. You hear his question? Why don't we say bitul b'roi? That's the question of Tosfos. So the truth is, not so simple, this whole concept of bitul b'roiv. Because, generally, turn to the next page. Generally speaking, what is bitul b'roiv? Bitul b'roiv generally means that something which is usur, forbidden, gets mixed into a roiv, which is kosher. So we say bitul b'roiv means that the non-kosher part get bottle with the roiv, with the kosher. There's a question amongst the Rishonim whether something which is kosher that gets mixed into 10 things which are non-kosher, do we say bottle b'roiv to get rid of the kosher status and make that non-kosher? Or bottle b'roiv only gets rid of the problems. It doesn't create problems. So the Ram says in number 1, Dochainu taimo, mishum de teira loy batel, she iser darker is batel, v'loy heter. Iser becomes batel, heter does not become batel. The Mishnah Lemelech, famous Mishnah Lemelech, number 2 says that if you have one kosher piece and that gets mixed in to 3 non kosher pieces, correct? Says the Ram, if you eat all 4 pieces, you have one piece of kosher meat that gets mixed into 3 pieces of chaza. Correct? Says Iran, are you allowed to eat any of the pieces? What's halacha? No, can't. Says Iran, if you eat all 4 pieces, how much malchus are you going to get? 3 or 4?
3.
Says Iran, 3. The Mishnah Melech. Of course 3. Bitul b'roiv means something is no good, it's bottle in the kosher. Something which is good becomes batel in the issa, and it becomes a new issa. It doesn't make sense. Bitel leshemanu, so number two, elo levatel leissa, to be mevatel leissa lechatchila bachila. Aval imaroivu issa, if the majority is forbidden, nei di sure ika, true, it's forbidden to eat it, aval chayver malka is a kores a korban, leshemanu. Meolam lo shemanu, shem ochel echad minatarubis, is chayv shemoinish, afshalsi minatarah. True, you cannot eat every piece. We don't know which one it is. But to say that you're chayav malchus in all four, not going to happen. The truth is, why not? What's the svara that if the iser is bottle in the heter, so why don't we say the heter is bottle in the iser? What's the reason? Why not? If bottle barayv means that one is bottle in the other, so if I have a piece of chaza and that mixed in with three pieces of kosher, we say it's bottle, and that I can eat every piece. Right, the question: I can eat all four pieces together or not? That's a separate question. Machlek is Rosh and Rambam, but I can definitely. You ask me, Shalom, can I eat this piece? No problem. You ask the other Rav, Shalom, can I eat every piece you can eat, an individual piece. So if that becomes the Isser becomes bottle in the heter, why shouldn't the heter become bottle in the Isser? What's the reason? Why not, Joe? What do you think
there's
the reason?
No analogy,
is?
Bottle alone.
Yeah. Why not?
Because bottle is talking about, you know, the bad part goes away.
Is that what it means?
It's about permitting something.
Is that, it's about permitted something? Is that a halach lemash mishina? Is it bottle? Is that the way it goes? I would think achir rab lahatash means majority rule. So I think the way the achrenim explain it, this very, very important concept, that bittul, there's two ways to learn bittul. Is the pshat that bittul means the minority's status becomes null and void? Or is the pshat that the majority status goes on to the minority status? In other words, is bittul just tell me that the cheftza of the minority status, that becomes null and void? In other words, that iser disappears? Or does bittul tell me that there's the koyach of the mevatel, of the majority, to create dinim on the minority? In other words, if I take a piece of...
The way you asked the question, the first half you said, does the Easter go away? What about the Patur? Does the Patur go away?
What do you mean the Patur?
If I had one kosher and three not...
Right.
There's no Easter on the one.
Correct,
kosher.
Correct.
So the Easter doesn't go away.
Or maybe...
Does the Patur go away?
But there's no Patur. It's in
yeah, then I would bring four katas.
I know, but the p'tur doesn't go hot, but the p'tur can go
but
away. Excuse me, the p'tur go.
You asked the question using the word iser. It's a one-sided question.
So I don't mean iser, but it is one thing to say no. There's one thing to say that this piece of treif is not treif anymore. Correct. There's another step to say that this piece of kosher, not just is not kosher, but it becomes treif. It has to become treif. So it becomes treif because the three pieces are treif. Are putting their status on that. Or rather, what the Einig Yontif has this following question. If I have tzitzis, so my tzitzis have to be done lishma. I have three strings which were done lishma. One string which was not done lishma. I mix it all together. Could I put all four strings on my talis? Meaning, it's not just to tell me that we're not talking about Isra anymore. It's creating... The majority has to create its lishma on the minority through bittul. Do we say that or not?
No, because you have to have four of the right kind.
But maybe...
No, I don't have four of the right kind.
I'm saying, but maybe bittul means, just like bittul takes off... That's the question. Just like bittul takes off the iser, is the pshat it only takes off the iser? Or is the pshat, bittul means that the kosher status... Since that's the majority, that encompasses everything, and everything becomes kosher. Maybe that's a svar and bittul. And if that's the case, then maybe you'd even take it a step further and say the three strings would make everything lishma. That's his question that he's discussing with. At the end of the day, he says that does not, bittul does not work like that. In other words, even if you say you have one treif and three kosher, the reason why you can eat all four is not because we say everything becomes kosher. All it is taking off the treif status of the non-kosher part. But it doesn't go insofar to say that the kosher part becomes everything. just something is not treif, it's ready, you can eat it. But it's not pshat that the kosher part takes over everything. It's not that the mevatel becomes the majority and everything becomes like the roif. That's a pshat on Acher Rabban Hatos, or no? Acher Rabban Hatos just means that the minority part that stands out is no more. But it doesn't mean that everything becomes like the majority status, and therefore that's the concept of Acher Rabban Hatos.
But if that's the case, then if you eat, well, four pieces, right, let's say three kosher, one treif, and you're eating each one separately, then if it didn't go away...
It did go away. It didn't get the status... Now that we know, the Gemara says it goes away.
I know, but I'm saying if you're going to learn with that part of the Chakira, then it doesn't stem so well, because you for sure, if you say that, it's that the Chefs is gone, that Isser is gone.
That's for sure.
The Isser is gone, but that you're blaming it not like the rest.
Yeah, but once the Isser is gone, then I'm not over anything, so I can eat it.
In other words, it's kosher.
Well, if it's not treif, I can eat it. Does it become kosher? Yeah, by definition, if something's not treif, it's kosher. But by tzitzis, if something is not, if the minority is gone, it's not going to make it lishma. That's exactly his point. That's why that's an afkamina.
If I have 10 tzitzis sitting here, and I know one of them was not lishma, and I need one tzitzis for my tzitzis.
That's for sure you can do.
Why?
Because called the polish, Maguba polish.
For the same question.
Why?
Did the Isser go away?
If the Isser went away,
what's the difference if the Isser went away when it's sitting in the drawer, or if the Isser went away when it's sitting on my abacafos? What's the difference?
Meaning, and you don't have called the polish because it's kavua?
I got 10 of them sitting there.
So it's kavua, meaning I'm taking from there.
Does it mean you have to leave one out?
One of them I know is no good. Now, if you say if the Isser goes away, then no problem. But then
no, it's not going to help you over here for tzitzis. You're right. Then it would not work. Einach Nami would not work. You can use one of these. You can't use one of them because it's kavua.
And on the arbakantus?
For sure not. He says it does not work. Let's read inside number 3. Al davar shenitzav b'chutin shelo nitvu l'shem tzitzis b'chutin shenitvu l'shem mitzvah tzitzis im muter latilum beveged dal kalfus eloi tshuva l'chayre yesh ladin b'zedin vitul de menatayre chad b'trei botul uksherim kol achutim l'mitzvah tzitzis miu b'mokim achen istapak natuva b'ze im yesh ladin b'zedin vitul v'alnu mokim sofik defsa loymal, because you can say the loymahani vitul. There's something forbidden, there's a psul, there's an iser. B'zeh amra ha-toyra, shem nis'are b'roiv, nis'talek psulay me'olov, v'nase k'dova shem nis'batel boy, v'ein boy oid psul. The psul, the iser, the problem, gets taken away. Avo b'dova shem psulay b'vnei shem mechusa ma'isa, k'moy matzah shloy nefel ishmo, matzah, which is not baked lishmo, or tzitzis, b'zeh afilu nis'al b'metzah z'afuyas lishmon, nami loy mahani, the mishum shenis batel, lo yasig ma'alais ha'mevatel. Because it's become batel, doesn't mean it gets the features of the thing which is mevatel it. V'day lonu shemoyel bitel lohasi chisoren ha'mez batel, v'loy lahasig ma'alais ha'mevatel. So he clearly seems to learn that bitel only helps for Yisurim, not because it only helps for Yisurim, because Bittul can only take away the problem that's there if it's a minority as opposed to everything else. But it cannot create the majority that's then the majority on the minority thing. And therefore he says, you're right, you take away the Isser, but you cannot take away, or you cannot create Lishma, you cannot create the majority. Saloch Lamaisi, he says, Enochnami, if you have one piece that's treif, and three pieces that's kosher, then of course you can eat every piece, because the Isser gets bottle.
What if I'm just going to eat one piece?
For sure. Yeah. Why not? Even if you don't pour. It's mixed together, you eat any of the pieces, the Isser is gone.
So it's Isser.
It's gone, but it doesn't get created that becomes a small. That I agree with you. The Isser is gone. The trace part is gone. Got mixed it together into one big mix-up. Even if I take one from it, it's kavua, it doesn't make a difference. Once it gets mixed together, it's all considered like non-treif. The treif part disappears. it's butl in the kosher food. Now, it doesn't get the mila of the kosher food, but the tray part.
But I understand, why
you have. You ask me what? You ask
isn't
me what?
A piece of meat getting the mila
of shkuta.
Yeah.
Meaning you're saying that every time you have another point, that in the end day it's a piece of chazer. Where was the shkita?
Yeah, so you're giving it.
No, I get, I'll tell you why. Because if something is not usher to be eaten, then it's already mutter to be eaten. Once something is not usher to be eaten, then I can eat it. Right? It's not bottle, so it doesn't have to create a shkuta.
The question would be,
it's not trade. The issue that it's mixed in with everything else, and just like these pieces, I can eat these pieces.
The question, you
now you're asking why should the same thing by tzitzit be the same thing? I put on my talus.
Because you have to make it with shmo. I think that's the difference.
You get
no, you don't say
the
that.
It's not
the tzitzit itself. It's the lishmo. Lishmo, you don't say that though. He says layasig milus amavatel.
Which is that it's lishma. That's the only difference between them. They're all made exactly the same way. The only thing that's missing is the lishma part.
Meaning, okay, so lishma you cannot create? Why not?
I don't know, but that's what it sounds like. That's the only difference I see.
Okay. Well, however you're going to learn it, it's an interesting concept that by bittul, again, it takes away the iser, it doesn't give something over here. So the question they ask over here is that Tosfos seems to say not like that. Why? Because over here, with saying, Tosfos' question is, it should be butl. What do you mean? This was pater b'meiser, and now you want to make it chayev b'meiser. So it's not just that you're ignoring this one, that it's, you know, it's what's name? It's the psul, that it's pater b'meiser, you're getting rid of it. But you want to make it chayev b'maaser. So they bring a raya from this thesis that according to Rabbi Yonatan, it doesn't work.
Wait, slow down.
That's the answer. So much so I don't understand the question. But they all bring a raya from this thesis. So let's look inside number 4, because I don't have it so clear. B'shut ayin egyantiv shakav tori, al das taruv es chutin, shlenit v'lishem tziz, b'chutin shlenit v'lishem tziz, imut al atim v'eged al kamaz eloi, v'teichin she'el ezuhi, in other words, a bit of roiv helps you to create on the mute a new halacha of lishma. That's the question. Or in other words, something is treif, so we just get rid of the treif part. Once it's not treif anymore, it's automatically permitted. But to say that something which is not lishma becomes lishma, that we don't have. You just take rid of the not lishma part, but it doesn't make it lishma, so by tzitz it's not going to work, and by treif it's going to work. So they want to bring a raya. If you have to create in the minority the maila of the roiv, from our tesis it's clear, the bitul b'roiv mahani, gam lahachil ala miut ma'ilas aroiv. Sharei kosu, because tesis says, the mishum bitul b'roiv, chayil shein, toiras chiyuva b'maiser. Gam azesh, a potter kvar. Something which is potter ready for maiser, now, by pouring it back in, we want to say everything is chay b'maiser. So you see that it not just it gets rid of the, whatever it was over there, shekvar avar, but it makes a new chiyuv of Meiser. So they all bring a raya for some reason that you see from over here, not like the Einig Yontif. Tzitzis does not work, but something which is potter b'meiser, to make it again chayv b'meiser, that it will work. Joe doesn't understand the raya.
Well, I
understand the raya.
What's the psul?
What?
With the animals.
With the meiser.
Which is a psul.
Exactly. So my cousin wants to say, that, wait a second, the whole thing doesn't, what's the whole question? Potter b'meiser is not a psul, meaning, or rather, once something is no more potter b'maiser, then automatically it's chay b'maiser. Meaning, the svar of the Einig Yontif is that you take off the psul and you go back to its original status. But you cannot create something new. So therefore, says the Einig Yontif, something which was treif, you take away the status of treif. If it's not treif, you can eat it. That's okay. Something which was not lishma, you take away the status of not lishma, does not make it lishma. because the original status is not lishma. So even if you take away the not lishma, you cannot create a new lishma. Says my cousin in Tal Oris, Lederman, he says that something which was originally chayev b'maisa, just because it went underneath the shevet, now it became potter b'maisa. If you take away the potter b'maisa, because it's bottle, so it reverts back to its original status. What's original status? Chayev b'maisa. So there's no connection from here to the Einig Yantif. That's not the same like tzitzis. Tzitzis, you have to create a lishma. So you cannot create a lishma by taking off the tour of that lishma, because you still have to create the lishma. Mashen came by meiser, something which was potter b'meiser. Once you get rid of the p'tur of potter b'meiser, you get rid of that psul, then it's like every other animal. Every other animal is chai b'meiser to begin with. So therefore, it's not like the cases. You don't have to create anything. You're just taking off the p'tur of meiser. Once you take off the p'tur, automatically it's chai. He doesn't understand what everybody's question is. That's his answer. I think he's right. Agreed? Now, you understand better the...
I don't understand.
The Einig Yantif is still not.
The Einig Yantif sounds like he's talking about there's three statuses.
Correct.
There's nothing. It's been made kosher, and now the been made kosher goes away. If you change that, it goes back to the original.
In which case? Correct. But you still didn't have it lishma.
You still didn't have it lishma.
Correct.
That's the way it doesn't work here because there are no three statuses.
That's
yes or no.
I know. So that's what they're asking. That's what he's asking. Tevet Taleris is asking on Reb Shmuel and Reb Chanan. They all ask Akasha from our Toshis, not like the Einig Yantif. He says, what do you mean? Doesn't compare to the Einig Yantif. The Einig Yantif, to make something lishma, is not the regular status. That's the new status that you cannot do. But to take off the meiser, once the meiser, the p'tur of that, it's potter from, it's no more asher avar, see if it's no more asher avar, so it's like every other animal. It's going for the first time, asher yavar. So of course it's chayva meiser. See, he brings a very good point. I don't understand so much what, you know, he doesn't understand whatever he's asking. I want to bring down that point. That's it. So I think that's the first part of this year, which I want to bring down. Number one, bitul b'rayv. But you agree with the svara of bitul b'rayv, the chakir of bitul b'rayv, you don't get that either.
I understand the difference.
Between
why,
what?
Why normally with the chenvani?
With the tray for peace. The tray for peace. That's what Gemara says is bitul b'rayv. So the question is, what does that mean? Does that just mean that the tray part gets off, right? Or does it also mean that it's not that the tray part gets off, the minority gets null and void, and therefore you can eat it, but rather we look at bitul b'rayv, not that the 25% becomes null and void, but rather we look at bitul b'rayv, that 75% becomes 100%. The 95% becomes everything. That's the chakira that we have in bitul b'rayv. Why don't you get that?
Because it sounds like semantics.
Why is that semantics?
Because...
Nafkamina is the tzitzis.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. The tzitzis is different.
Why?
Because meat that's either kosher or it's not kosher.
But
it's either in a status.
I understand that.
I
understand. So
see,
that's.
I don't have to do anything extra to the piece.
Got it. So that's exactly.
So with the tzitzis, I do.
Correct. That's exactly his point. In other words, if you learn the lumbus. No, the chakira meat is semantics. You're right. There's no two cases. By the meat, it's semantics. By the meat, he wants to know. No. Yes, there is. By the meat, he wants to know how does it work? Does it work? That every time this bitul b'rayv means the minority is null and void, and that's it, and therefore it's okay.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
Or does it mean that the reason why the minority is null and void is because the majority takes everything over?
What's the difference?
There's no difference. The difference would be if you learn the first way, then by tzitzis it would not be okay. If you learn the second way, the tzitzis would be okay.
It's not the two ways of learning. It's that tzitzis is different.
Altogether different case.
Yeah. Tzitzis has a whole different issue. That you have to have
makshava.
That's a whole different
issue. Yeah,
but
if you're not
true. I don't have just kosher
in. No, I'll tell you why. Because if you learn the meat, that the, it's not pshat that the iser becomes null and void, but rather 75% we consider everything, all 100% we consider like the 75% grows, like in a petri dish. The 75% grows and takes over everything. If that's the way you learn it, then maybe the three tzitzis which are done lishma will take over everything in Yom Kippur.
Because I still need the mashava.
No, you don't. That bit of bread.
I need a mashava.
That bit of bread. It takes over everything. So what? But that you don't need a mashava to happen. Bit of bread means it takes everything over. Why?
If you have one pasul tzitzis and 10 kosher tzitzis, right? Not ten, one non lishma tzitzis and 10, right? So not, and then you got mixed up, and then you take it. Are you get scarred for the mitzvah tzitzis?
That's his question.
Right, that's the question. So if it seems like it's not, you wouldn't be.
Because actually he's mechanish. But Joe says, I don't stand even the tzad that it should ever work, because if bit of bread means it takes it over. That wouldn't happen by tzitzis. Never happened by tzitzis. But him, it's so poshut that by tzitzis it doesn't happen like that, because there's no such concept.
Same thing with matzah.
Yeah, but I can also hear a svara that bit of bread means that if three quarters like that, we consider the whole thing that way. We consider everything the status of the majority. Do we ignore the status of minority, or do we consider everything the status of the majority? If we consider everything the status of the majority, then why do we say it has a koyach achi rabim lahatos? That means, okay, Rubai Kikulai, that's what it means. With Rubai Kikulai, most of it is okay, everything is okay. I never got that in, that's good enough.
So according to that one, you would say it sits.
Yeah, that's exactly his point. Yes, that's his point. Okay. That's exactly his point. And he's not sure which one it is. But at least he has two ways of learning. They want to bring a raya from Artaisis. He's saying, no, Artaisis is not a raya. And I agree with you, Artaisis is not a raya. Different case with Artaisis, just the opposite. The fact that it's not Maisa. So the fact that there's no p'tur, it goes back to original status. So then, even if you learn the first way, the halacha would be correct. But that's his famous chakira by Bittel.
But doesn't help with the point you made earlier about, can I take away just an issue, or can I take away a p'tur also? It doesn't help.
Why not?
Why does the chakira help with that?
Because if I learn that it's not just an issur that I can take away, but even...
If I learn the way it tells me that there are two ways... One way I can take away a p'tur, the other way I can't? I don't think so.
No, the p'tur I can, both ways I can take away the p'tur. No, the difference is that something which is not just a p'tur,
that I understand.
That's all it is.
But nothing to do with whether I can take a p'tur or
correct.
I can only take an issur.
No. That both cases would be the same anyway. Correct. But the concept would hold true if, you know, it's a funny thing. I never heard of such a... I mean, it's good to notice Chakira, but he actually brings down two tzadim. And I think he wants to even say to Machlek Zeshainim. There's a tzvara to say that if three tzitzis are okay, one is not okay, and now it's mixed in together, they're all okay. They're all considered lishma. How did that happen? How did something from
same way to meat became kosher?
There's a difference, because meat, like you said yourself...
But that's the difference, not the Chakira. That's the difference.
Why? But if I...
That's me and tzitzis are different. Not because there are two ways of looking at it.
I don't get why you're saying that.
Because I can look at the meat two ways. Why do I look at the tzitzis two ways but not at the meat two ways?
How do you look at...
me, I can always make kosher.
Correct. The Gemara says that.
Right.
Correct.
So what are the two ways of looking at it have to do with it? The difference between tzitzis and meat is not the chakira. The difference between tzitzis and meat is I have this extra issue of lishma.
Yeah, but if you learn that the reason why the meat is okay is not because the treif disappears, but the kosher, everything becomes kosher,
everything then by tzitzis... Lishma.
Yeah, you're right. So then by tzitzis it would work.
But he's saying it won't work.
No, that's what he depends on. He's not sure which one it is.
And what's the other way to look at the meat?
That not that everything becomes kosher, but the treif part disappears. The treif part blends in, and it's no more treif.
With the meat, I don't understand.
Why?
Because it's not the same.
I know
it's the same.
The result is the same, correct. By meat, there's no nafkamina. But by the two ways of learning, the tzitzit would be the nafkamina. I mean...
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not following the two ways
of learning that make tzitzit different. Tzitzis inherently is different.
Correct, tzitzis is different. But the two ways of learning would depend on whether tzitzis is okay or not. That's what he said. Fine. We can leave it at, I'm not going to go into the next one. Let's go to the next page because there's something else which I want to discuss. Another 10 minutes. So, Taisha says, or listen to this. Taisha says, at the end of the day, he has a question. Bata Barayv, why shouldn't we say it's Bita Barayv? That's his question. Taisha doesn't give an answer. The Rosh gives an answer, and he says that the reason why it doesn't help you bitul b'roiv over here, because at the end of the day, it's still asiri vadayim brachmana v'loy asiri safek. It still remains a safek. That's the way Yeshitim Kubetzer says. Look in number 8. Kavet echem emnuin, hikshu b'teis yivata b'roiv yakulu chayev ma'isa, v'oid yeshleima, kivin dechazinan, dafile echad yochal asuri b'imana shafotim m'shumas yivadayim brachmana v'loy asiri safek, v'afile kemrin kol d'porish b'ubu porish, even if you're going to say that it's majority and it's bottle b'roiv, asiri safek mikra. אלא שאתה יתיר סופק זה ביסורים, כי סיבה גם לאטס. ונה פריס אלא אתה לביט ורויב. אבל לא חלו אלו נופק בכלל סופק עשירי. Says the Rosh, that the reason why, even though it's bottle ברויב, still not going to help you for Maisa. Why? Because the Torah says, עשירי ודאי, ולא עשירי סופק. The Tosfos does not give that answer. What's that מחלוק is dependent on? Right? Now the Tosfos says, bottle ברויב should help. Doesn't give an answer why it doesn't help. The Rosh says, that no, even if it's bottom b'roiv, it's still asiri safek. So what's the answer? How do we understand the two ways of learning machlokes Tosfos in a Rosh? And by the way, we have the same question on a mamzer. The halacha is mamzer vaday v'loy mamzer safek. Something which is a safek mamzer is mutter min haTorah. Only a vaday mamzer. So how about if somebody, a woman, there's a roiv psulim etzla? Which means her husband was out of town and she got pregnant, right? She got pregnant. Now, if most of the town is non-Jews, so we say roiv ksherim, that's okay. If it's 50-50, it's a suffix. But let's say most of the town is Jewish, that's a roiv psulim. Is that a vaday mamzer or is that a suffix mamzer? So not a case with kavua it's suffix anyway, but it's somewhere where it's called the polish, which means she stayed in the house, and one of the people came from town and had relations with her. She never left the house. Somebody came. We're not sure if it's a Jew or a Goy. So there's there's 7 Jews in town and 3 Goyim. She's pregnant and she has a child. Is the child a Vaday Mamzer or a Sofik Mamzer? There's Roiv. What? It's called a Parish. One of the people came. She stayed in her place. And one of the people from the 10 houses, her husband's out of town for a year. Like the 10 houses run. And one of the people from the houses left his house, came to her house.
But that's like
one. Which one came? The Jew or the Goy? So there's a Goyim. Goyim are Goyim. A Goyim are Jews. And minority is Goyim. So the Goyim Isser. Is that a Vaday Mamzer? Is that a Sofik Mamzer? So Machlekes, Rash ben Pnei Yeshua. Same Machlekes. Whether, even though there's a Goyim, is it still a Sofik? Or is it not a Sofik? That's the question. Roiv tells me that it's a Mamzer. Another answer is still 3 left. So does Roiv create a Vaday? Or does Roiv still remain a Sofik? Same question over here. Asiri Vaday Rachmanov Lashir Sofik. What do you mean? Majority, 99 of the animals are all Meiser. Yeah, but it's a small minority not. It's a Roiv that's Meiser. So Tosfos, that's good enough. Says the Rashba, no, it's not good enough. It's a Sofik Mam. It's a Sofik Meiser. Why? Because even though it's only Roiv, it's a Sofik. What's the Machlek between Rashba and Tosfos dependent on? Pashup Shat. What's Chakira? Not this Chakira. Different Chakira. What's a Chakira job? What's the Lamdus in Roiv? When the Torah says Acher Rabim La'atis, does it mean that it's Mevarer Es HaMetzius? Does that mean it creates... It clarifies what happened. Is that what Roiv means?
Or
it doesn't clarify what happens. No. Just the Torah says, you don't know what to do, you follow the Roiv. But the Sofik remains. That's obviously the Machlokes. So therefore, if you hold that even though there's a Roiv, that like Tosfos learns, there's a Roiv means it's a Roiv, it's Vaday. Because Roiv tells me, this is what happens. It clarifies what happens. So the roiv means achiram la'atois, it becomes a vaday. But if you learn, by mashenkin, no, mashenkin, if you learn that roiv doesn't clarify, it just tells me this the way you conduct yourself, so remains a suffix, and that's what machlokes depend on. By the way, there's a similar famous question the Shmaiser brings down. Let's say you had, the question was like this. Somebody shechted 7 animals, correct? And then one of the animals they sold already on the marketplace. Right? One of the animals, they sold on the marketplace. Half the animal they sold in the marketplace. Half the animal they sold in the marketplace. And then they're checking the animals afterwards and they find treif in one of the animals. So now the halacha is the remaining 6.5 animals. What's halacha? You found the treif. You found the treif in the stomach of one of the animals. So now the question is, the 6.5 animals who remained behind in the base hashchita, in the slaughterhouse, where the suffix was noilat. So those 6.5 animals, could they be eaten or not? So halach is, since they're not parish, called the parish, merubah parish. You know what that means? Then when you remove them from the question, from the original suffix, then we follow the right. But if it's kavua, if it didn't change its position from the time of the suffix, then mechza, the whole thing remains one big suffix. So halacha is those 6.5 animals all remain a suffix. And you're not allowed to have any of those 6, even though there's only one animal, but you don't know which one it is. So they have all those 6.5 animals, all non-kosher.
Why 7?
1 second, that's the case. Now, what about the animal that you sold already beforehand? Could you have that or not? What? So halacha is, well, that's parish from 6.5, right? And only one of them is treif. We don't know which one. But the one that's parish is called the parish, merubah parish. So the halacha is, that half an animal that was sold can be eaten, and all the 6.5 cannot be eaten. So now the question is, wait a second. If the half the animal can be eaten, then the other half of that animal for sure can be eaten. Or not. Machlek is pri chadash and taz. What's the machlek depending on? Same question. Is roiv, in other words, the half an animal that we say is good because of roiv, is roiv mevara de metzias? Does it tell me that animal is for sure not from the treif apart, and therefore that animal is kosher, and therefore the other half is also kosher, because that's the metzias, it for sure came from a good part? Or do we say roiv is not mevara metzias, it remains a suffix? Just you have to conduct yourself. The Torah says you can follow majorities. Therefore, conduct yourself on the part that was removed, called the parish. The part that was not removed, you cannot conduct yourself. Same machlekes b'chadash and taz. It depends on the machlekes on how you learn life. That's one way of learning. Pkivega, I don't have time for Pkivega. Pkivega has a question on suffik tumishus rabim, whole separate question. Maybe we should do it next week. Pkivega's bomb question based on this taisus and. Based on that, there's perhaps another way to learn the machlekes, the rush, and taisa. Maybe we should leave it for next week because it's a good Reb Kivega, and we should do it next week. What? On tumah hutra and tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. No. On the halacha is that suffik tumah. We're going to go all these things next week. Suffik tumah b'shus rabim is mutter. Suffik tumah b'shus yachid is aser. Correct. So the question is, if you have a roiv, so why is it aser? After all, it's always a suffik. That's the question he asked. Okay, we'll leave it for next week. Leave it next week. We'll start with this. So the sheet gets us and what's name? Well, that's Gemara Saita, correct.